This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by Nomad PHP. Start a habit of continuous learning. Visit nomadphp.com and subscribe today. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're here at PHP South Coast in Portsmouth, UK. And my guest is Mr. Rob Allen. Now, Rob, I looked back at the past archives of Voices of the Elephant. You've never been a guest.
I haven't, you're right.
I'm flabbergasted. I don't know how I missed that, because I've had people like Matthew and Paul on 3 and 4 times. I haven't had you once. So, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, you do a lot of things, and we're going to talk about several different things, but first, you work with Josh Lockhart on Slim Framework.
Yes.
Talk to us about how you got involved in that.
This is relatively new for me. I've been using Slim Framework on some client projects recently, and clearly I was quite vocal either on the help forums or in GitHub issues, and Josh thought he would be a good person to actually contribute the code rather than just whinge about it. So he's keen to get version 3 out. He's a very busy man. Mm-hmm. Slim is now more widely used than originally. So Slim started as his personal project. He uses it as a testbed for exciting new ways to do things. But Slim's been used by quite a lot of people now, and it needs to be a bit more formal, needs to be a bit more trusted. So with Slim 3, we've moved it to an organization. Mm-hmm. So there's Slim PHP organization on GitHub. There are 4 or 5 core contributors to the project now. So Josh gets too busy, it doesn't affect the development of the framework so much.
Well, that's good. That's really good. Now, you were vocal. Basically, he said put up or shut up. And so now you're a contributor to this, which means you're a contributor to at least 2 frameworks.
That's right, yeah. Same framework I'm still involved in. We've got version 3 coming out this year, hopefully. Mm-hmm. That's obviously Matthew's leading that effort. Slim 3 will be out much sooner than that, hopefully next month, if we get our act together with the documentation. Mm-hmm. Can't release without docs.
Well, so no.
We'll have the code done very soon, but until the docs are done, we won't be releasing version 3 final. They're both interesting for different reasons. My clients have different types of projects. Mm-hmm. Same Framework 2 and subsequently Same Framework 3 will be really good for some of them. But for other projects, they don't need that complexity. They don't need the size of those sort of projects. Slim works much, much better. It's a very small framework. I think it's one of the better micro frameworks because of its size. It fits very well for some of my projects.
So the complexity is the deciding factor in Slim versus Zen Framework?
Generally for me, because I don't have performance problems, I have stability problems. My clients tend to be business-to-business type applications, or they're internal business apps. We don't have lots of traffic, but when the user is on our website, they cannot fail. It has to work. Mm. It also depends on the quality of the team, because I do consultancy as well. We have some client teams that are maybe newer at development, and they don't necessarily know all the design patterns yet. They don't know all the ins and outs of event listeners and the way the dispatch loop works with Zen Framework 2, for instance. Slim is much, much simpler. Middleware, the concepts of PSR 7 make a lot of things very, very simple and easy to understand for developers. So that's quite nice as well.
I'm going to have to try it out. My experience with micro frameworks is mainly Silex at the moment. But Slim looks like the new shiny, and so I think my next small project, I'll probably fire it up and just see how it works.
Yeah, I'd recommend that.
Now, you mentioned you do consultancy. I know you also do training.
Yes.
And you have your own company. Talk to us a little bit about your company, how you started it, why you started it, and what you do, what kind of customers you look for.
Okay, so my company is called 19 Feet, literally 19 FT. We started it mainly because I had boxed myself into management. This happens in small companies. You start off as a developer, you end up senior developer, then someone needs to manage the clients properly and sort the projects out, and you're a project manager and account manager.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're in such a small company, you can't go back down because nobody else is going to step up. So I kind of boxed myself in. I got a good offer of a contract from a company which wanted 96 days over a year or something. That was a really good springboard to go on my own. I didn't need to get that much extra work to be able to make the first year. Once you've got the first year under your belt, then it's much easier to get the second year under your belt. And now we're into the third year, we know what we're doing. At least we think we do.
Excellent.
Business-to-business stuff is where I tend to concentrate. That's been my history in web development since the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I like solving problems for customers. I like materially making their lives easier.
Mm.
So office apps I quite like doing for clients. So internal office apps work really well from my point of view.
Mm.
Business-to-business stuff generally makes client relations much better for my customers. They tend to work better with their suppliers or with their clients.
Mm-hmm.
It's very tangible benefits to my clients with the web stuff I write. I think that's much harder in consumer apps to actually work out where the tangible benefits are.
Yeah.
And I find it much harder to sell that at the prices I want to charge. Hence, I quite like business to business. So that's where I all come from.
Now, you also do training. Tell us what kind of training you do.
Training is the same thing. I train companies. I don't do public courses. I tend to go into a company, team of 6 to 10 on average. Then we'll do a 1, 2, or 3 day course.
Hmm.
Generally, Zen Framework 2 based training. Mm-hmm. I have done some agility training as well. And I've got a new client coming on board where we're doing a variety of training requirements over a 2 year period, where we're doing 1 day a quarter, where we're basically learning what they need to know and making sure we fill in their gaps. So I'm starting off with dependency injection with them and Composer before we even worry about dealing with the architecture and Zen Framework 2 stuff. They need to know some basics first.
Yeah.
So that's quite an interesting long-term training commitment by their company to make sure their devs are going where they want to go.
It's also great that you've got, you're able to have that long-term relationship because you can personalize the training just for what they need at the moment.
Yes, that's a real benefit. Because we've agreed multiple days over a long period, mm-hmm. it will be very customized. It'll be very beneficial for them. I think it's going to work really well. I'd like some more of those.
Well, excellent. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time. Before we go, same question I ask everybody. What's your local user group and what's the URL?
Okay, my local user group is PHPSW, which is in Bristol, UK. And the URL is phpsw.uk.
Thank you, Rob. I want to thank you once again for taking the time to speak with us today on Voices of the Elephant. And thank you for all that you do for the PHP community, because you're a very high-profile figure in the community. You're a mentor to a lot of people. You're a role model to a lot of us. And I just want to say thank you for all that you do for all of us.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.